I want to start off with a joke, so I give you permission to laugh out loud to my jokes. I'm not the greatest storyteller. But there's an engineer who was unemployed for a long period of time, and so he decided to open a medical clinic. And he put out a sign that said, "All your ailments cured for $500, guaranteed. If we fail, we pay you $1,000. So a doctor sees this sign and he thinks, hey, this is an easy $1,000. So he goes to the engineer and he says, "I've lost my sense of taste." And the engineer says, "Nurse, please bring the medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in the patient's mouth," which she dutifully does. Immediately, the doctor says, "Hey, that's gasoline." And the engineer says, "Hey, you got your taste back. That's $500. So the doctor gets annoyed and he goes back after a couple of days later to recover his money. The doctor says, "I've lost my memory. I can't remember anything." And the engineer says, "Nurse, get box 22 and put 3 drops in the patient's mouth." And the doctor says, before she even does it, "But that's gasoline." Engineer says, "You got your memory back. That's $500. So the doctor leaves angrily and he comes back after several days and more determined than ever to make his money back. And the doctor says, "My eyesight has grown weak. I can't read anything." And so the engineer says, "Well, now you got me. I owe you $1,000 because I don't have a cure for that. Here, take this $1,000 note." But he passes him a $500 note. The doctor says, "That's a $500 note. He says, "You got your eyesight back. That's $500 more." I do want to talk about money today, but not like the engineer. I want to be upfront and clear, no trickery. Because the Diocese of Lafayette next year in 2018 is celebrating 100 years of existence. We were carved in 1918 out of the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Bishop Jomard was our first bishop. And he had the first capital campaign ever for the Diocese of Lafayette 50 years ago when they built Immaculata Seminary on the Brobridge Highway. It was used many years as a seminary and now is the office complex for the Diocese of Lafayette. Bishop Jarrell, a few years ago, decided to have another capital campaign after 50 years to celebrate the 100th anniversary of our diocese. It's entitled Centennial Campaign, Building Our Future Together. And this is a historic effort with a diocesan-wide goal of, take your heart medicine, $42.5 million. It's a big number. The good news is we are 75% of the way there already because the diocese has been rolling this out in phases of parishes. We're in the final block of parishes to start the capital campaign, 75% of the way there. And so in a moment, I'd like for you to listen to a CD, but let me set it up first, Christian, before you turn it on. This is Father Sam Fontana, who is narrating the CDs from our diocese. And he's going to go through 5 case elements for why the bishop is doing this. The biggest one is the local parish initiative, which means that 30% of the monies that we raise comes back to the parish here. We're going to use it to renovate the interior of the church. So new drop ceiling, paint everywhere, new lighting, new AC heater. That's our plans. Hopefully start in April or May. So the 30% comes back to us. If we go beyond our goal, 50% comes back to us. So there's an incentive to keep on going. Deacon Juan Pagan, who's from Puerto Rico, but is in our diocese, will be narrating that little part of the local parish initiative. Listen closely, you better understand him. His last name is Pagan. He says he's the only pagan deacon in the world. Okay. The second is the seminarian education. 25% of that $42 million is going to go to an endowment fund to help pay for our 50 seminarians that we have to put through seminary, about $30,000 each year per seminarian for sometimes 8 years. So that's the next one. A seminarian will speak, and then Father Joel Falk will speak, who was recently ordained. He said he took the scenic route to the seminary or to the priesthood, big long route. He was in and out a couple of times, had cancer and this, had a heart transplant, and was finally ordained. So incredible journey. Then we have a retired priest. If you got the letter in the mail recently, some of the holy cards or prayer cards have Father Glad with Father Flo Kale on there. He's the one, Father Flo, that speaks about priest retirement, so there'll be an endowment fund for them. The next is the Catholic Student Centers at UL and at LSUE. We're going to beef those up. We hope to build a new chapel and student center at UL. And the college student will speak for that. Father Sam will speak about Catholic outreach to the needy. We have a Christian Care and Share here in town that will benefit from that. And finally, the bishop will close. So, Christian, if you could turn that on at this time, and I think you will enjoy this presentation.
For more than 250 years, the Catholic Church has served the people of Acadiana. Today, we remain a devout community built on the convictions of our ancestors and of the faith of those who called the Diocese of Lafayette home. From Moro to Pico Rose, Evangeline to Berwick, we continue to worship together for the celebration of Mass. We continue to serve others through our many ministries. In anticipation of the Diocese of Lafayette's centennial anniversary of 2018, we seek to address the needs of the day so that we can build for a stronger tomorrow. As we look to the future, we come together as a loving, faith-filled community in support of our centennial campaign, Building Our Future Together. This campaign focuses on five pressing priorities. Let's take a look at these priorities. Local Parish Initiative.
The Catholic Church is universal. However, it is in our own parish that each of us experiences our faith most directly and intimately. Our parish is where we worship and encounter God through the sacraments. Each parish will be helped through this campaign, being given the opportunity to address the unique needs facing each local community. From repairing a roof to reducing the parish debt, renovating the parish hall, or expanding a new program, every parish will benefit from its participation in the centennial campaign and will receive designated funds collected for their own local parishes.
Seminary and education. As a diocese, we have prayed fervently for a continued increase in vocations. God is generously answering our prayers, and it is now our responsibility to financially support His call.
The faithful of Lafayette have had a profound impact on me in my years of college. Their financial support has allowed me to concentrate on my studies and formation. Each day I serve in the diaconal ministry, and each step I take toward the priesthood fills me with a sense of gratitude and responsibility.
It's always been a source of great pride and joy for me to be able to call the Diocese of Lafayette my home and its faithful Cajun Creole people my family. They've reared me well in the faith, and I'm grateful to them for their constant prayer and support that has sustained me along my journey to the priesthood, a journey which has certainly taken them all and seen them proud. I look forward to my ordination and a life lived in loving service to the good people of my diocese.
Priest retirement. The campaign also enables us to honor our commitment to care for our retired diocesan priests. Our parish priests are the center of our diocesan family. They celebrate with us in times of joy and comfort us in times of need. They help us to manifest God's grace. When our priests retire, they remain ever faithful, and many still labor tirelessly in the Lord's vineyard, continuing to live lives of service and sacrifice. There comes a time in life, though, when even the most tireless of servants need to rest from their labors. As a diocese, we must remain steadfast in our devotion to our beloved priests.
I grew up in Sicilia, and the strong faith of my parents encouraged me to serve the church as a priest. I was ordained by Bishop Jomar with my first assignment at St. Peter's Catholic Church in 1950. In my years as an active priest, I drew my strength from our parishioners. I retired retired in 1994, but continue to serve the needs of the faithful. I am proud to call the Diocese of Lafayette home. Your gift is essential in providing the necessary support for priests, both as they enter into their years of service to the Church, as well as in our retirement.
Catholic Student Centers. Catholic Student Centers serve as a welcoming presence to the Church on a university campus and give students an opportunity to develop a more Christ-centered life during their collegiate years, a time when young people are confronted by diverse challenges. Campus ministry provides a respite from these challenges, as well as a place of formation to mature disciples of Jesus Christ. This ministry prepares our young Catholics to be Christ-centered leaders as they return to our parishes throughout the diocese.
Our Lady of Wisdom and Great Communion has not only provided me a place to spark my faith, but a place to grow deeper in my faith. They have the holy hour every day, Mass every day, I just participate in the sacraments. Besides that, I've also learned how to be a man, a true man of God, and I learned how to teach others how to be true men of God, and had a vision of discipleship where I can teach them how to teach others as well. I've also been able to take that vision of discipleship and take it to my own home parish, where I can lead men and women in their faith.
Through this campaign, we will allocate funds toward capital projects at both UL Lafayette and LSUD to enhance their ministries. Catholic outreach and services. Following the direction of the gospel, our parishes throughout the diocese care for the sick, poor, hungry, and disadvantaged among us. Soup kitchens, diners, food pantries, counseling services, and healthcare programs are all housed, supplied, and staffed by caring parishioners throughout the diocese. Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. This was Jesus' call to the Church, to provide for those most in need. Through your support of the Centennial Campaign, you will welcome, feed, clothe, and care for Jesus by doing so for the least among us.
Our Centennial Campaign has clear objectives that will ensure a stronger Church for future generations. Through the financial support of many, we will continue to serve our parishioners, individuals who are hurting and disadvantaged, Catholic college students, current and future seminarians, and retired priests. During your parish campaign, you will be provided the opportunity to learn more about this historic initiative and invited to prayerfully consider the sacrificial gift. Already, thousands of your brothers and sisters have answered the call of stewardship through their participation in this effort. I invite you to join us in opening your heart and, according to your means, be as generous as possible. Remember, everything is a gift from God. How will you use your gifts? As the 2018 Centennial Milestone quickly approaches, we reflect on all our diocese has accomplished, where we are presently, and where we want to go as a faith community in the future. All we have today comes from the sacrifices of so many before us. How can we share our plentiful gifts and continue to commit ourselves to the mission of our Church? Go out, tell the good news, and celebrate the sacraments. Our participation, our stewardship, and our generosity enables us to meet the needs of our Church. Through the Centennial Campaign, we will share our faith and contribute to future generations, ensuring that they will also experience God's love and live in the light of Christ in the Diocese of Lafayette. Thank you and God bless.
I admit that I had doubts about the diocese being able to reach the goal of 42 million, but we're already at 75%, so I know we're going to make it. I also had doubts when I heard what the goal is for our parish of Sacred Heart, $440,000. I thought, this is not going to fly. But after having received 13 pledges already from people that we have gone to, we already are at 33% of our goal. We have 145,000. $500 pledged already. 13 gifts. Let me show you the list, or just listen to the denominations of those pledges, the amounts. Biggest one, a $50,000 pledge already. $7,500, $12,000, $6,000, $20,000, $10,000, $2,000, $6,000, $15,000, $4,000, $6,000, $5,000, $2,000 for an average of $11,190. And they also asked the pastors to give $6,000. And so I have pledged $6,002 to St. Joseph, two here and two at Bel Air Cove. Now this is over a 5-year period so that you can spread it out. You can give a lot more when you do it over a 5-year period than just in 1 year. This of course is above and beyond our Sunday collection, above and beyond the Bishop Services Appeal, which has used up money for those things. These are endowments that are going to be formed for that purpose. And I will not hold you when you make your pledge to the gospel today. When Matthew chapter 5, what did Jesus say? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. No, we're not going to do that. He was talking about spiritual debts really right there. And we understand if you lose your job or something, obviously your pledge would go down. But on the other hand, if you win the lottery, hey, we want some of that money too. So it kind of goes both ways. So, also, you should have got a letter in the mail if you're our parishioner. If not, then we don't have you registered, or we might not have your correct address. So, at least by Tuesday or Wednesday, if you haven't gotten a letter from me, then give us a call. And we do have some campaign leaders in the parish. They are Perry Mesh, Kathy Coldiron, Eva Guillory, all of the parish advisory council members, and all of the finance council members. And some people will be contacted personally, so please welcome those visits either from me or from one of the Parish Advisory Council people. Please pray for the success of our campaign. In the mail, you should have got a little bookmark with the prayer on the backside if you would pray that every day. I know God will help us and hear our prayers. And please prayerfully consider your own sacrificial gift for this program. So let's just close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we beg your blessing upon our campaign here and that of the diocese. Let it be successful for your greater glory and honor. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.